Augusta County, Virginia, is a beautiful rural county in the Blue Ridge Mountains, 2.5 hours southwest of Washington. But it has a big problem.
We just recently had a call the other day of a gentleman running down the road with no clothes on.
Deputy Jeremy McManaway says the man was high on bath salts, a new drug with bizarre effects, hallucinations, and violent outbursts. This man stripped and allegedly bit off the face of another while high on bath salts. Another man allegedly stole a school bus and crashed into this business, telling police he wanted his bath salts before the store opened. Poison centers have received more than 1,000 calls this year.
He didn't hit anybody.
Sheriff Randy Fisher says Augusta County was once known as the methamphetamine capital.
Basically, that's all our drug guys were doing, were meth cases. And then meth cases started dropping off, and all we're doing now is bath salt cases.
Those meth users switch to bath salts because they're cheaper, and some versions are still legal. This sheriff's department handles about one bath salt incident every day.
This one here is AMP. It's marketed as glass cleaner. Pure energy is all it says on it.
All these legal versions of bath salts masquerade as common household products.
MB315.
Tina Phillips says her store doesn't carry bath salts, but about 3 addicts a day ask for them.
They were almost out of their mind, like crazy. Eyes great big. Scary.
Authorities say the county's bath salts are manufactured in Southeast Asia or China and distributed through New York City. Deputy Sheriff Trevor Ross.
I wish they could realize what it's doing over here, the problems it's causing to people.
Because of its chemical makeup, bath salts can have many derivative compounds, eluding detection.
8-ball, something like this. This is
narcotics officer Todd Lloyd.
With meth or cocaine, we get test kits available, and when we see it, we can test it right there in the street and say, yeah, it's illegal, and we can do something about it. With this, what are we going to do?
Go on! Yeah.
These officers say they need a federal law against all bath salts and their derivatives. Without a law or official test, deputies say the same users keep turning up on the same streets, eluding any effort to arrest them or to get them treatment.
TV's on.
In Augusta County, Virginia, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.